Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now, let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind so I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church, amen.
Amen.
To our preachers and deacons and all of God's children, we greet you in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He's not a friend like Jesus. Thank God for his choir. Not a friend like Jesus. Bless his holy name. We still talking about our series. Still in it. Well, don't need nothing. I know some of you may call me crazy, I know it. You don't know the law probably like I know him already. Your bald man tell you to put a rubber tire on, and you put a wooden tire on, he gonna fire you. You have to be a preacher, pastor to know what I'm talking about. I was a box with you 900 times, a box with God one time. You just got to get to know him. He wasn't caving nobody. He God.
Right.
That's his holy name. God doesn't need nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Really, you can't do nothing with that thought. And sometimes we hate to bring up some things and let you see yourself, and he showed me.
Thank you.
What did he show you, Walker? He showed me that he doesn't need me.
All right.
He doesn't really need me. He can use me, but he doesn't need me. He can use anybody if they allow them to be used, but he doesn't need nothing and nobody. Number 71. 71. I told you when God gave me this a few weeks after I started preaching on it, I said, you can preach anywhere with this thought all through the Bible. Because it's all about him. He the boss. God doesn't need nothing. He the boss of everything, man. I feel for a person who feel that they can make it without God. Or God can't make it without them. You pitiful. You half sick. When you come out thinking like that, to think something like that. Thank God for Jesus. 1 John 5:18 is, it says, we know whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that wicked one touches him not. And we know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in wickedness. The whole world lies in wickedness. And we know, that the Son of God is come and hath given us an understanding that we may know him that is truth. And we are in him that is truth. Even his son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. If there's a true God, there's got to be a false God. And the 24th verse said, little children, talking to us right now, keep yourself from idols. Keep yourself from idols. The devil will use anybody that he can use. He'll use anything that he can get his hands on to lead Christians away from God. Idols. What is your idol? What you find that keep your mind on idols? What it is that it outweigh God? It could be anything. Anything that you worship. Anything that you love more than God. Think a minute. What you love more than God? It's an idol. It could be an image of something, a personal habitat, maybe it could be anything. But what you put before God, He doesn't need us. And the devil hates you. The devil will use you till he uses you up. And then when he finished with you, where you going then? John wants to be very careful here. I like the way John fixed his thing too. He's saying that we know. Everybody say we know. Not that we are sinless, but we know. But we are not just to go around practicing sin. We don't. Since we know Jesus, Jesse. Since he don't came into our life. It doesn't make us sinless. But we don't just go around practicing sin because we can sin. Nobody perfect. Nobody without sin. But John trying to help us here. And the devil threw anything out there to get your attention. That could be an idol. In other words, you put more attention on that more than you do Jesus. We allow these things to control us rather than the Bible, rather than the Holy Spirit. The devil is not to be a fool no kind of way. And I can understand, we feel like we can make a fool out of the devil. Can't make no fool out of the devil. The fool is being the one that he got. He's slick. He's scheming. He denied him. He's no fool.
God Almighty. So we don't go around just practicing sin. But we know the Lord. And let old John put the thing. Three things that John wants us to believe. We know that we are born of God. God Almighty. We know that we are God. We know that. We belong to God, and we know that we are born of God. And then we know that we are children of God. I'm in the family of God. And we know that God's Son came. We know that He was born of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Walked this earth 33 years and a half, and then he preached the gospel, then he died. The devil wanted to keep him in the ground. The devil wanted to keep him in the grave. But the tomb, some kind of way, got him there. And John said, we know he lived. He told to everybody. See, everybody don't know he what? He is. See, the only way that you can know he lived, you got to meet it. You can't think in your mind and come up with something. You got to meet him personally one on one. Jimmy Mac, Mama, Daddy can tell you that he got up, but you got to meet him yourself to know he got up. John said, we know. I like that boy. They got my attention. God Almighty. I'm about to get happy. See, when you know, you just know.
You're right, Pastor.
Come on, Pastor. Take your time, Walker. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I got this handkerchief here now. Y'all see it? Y'all see it? Nah, some of you don't see it.
All right.
But I still know. You may not see Jesus in me, but I know He's in me. Something we ought to know. Every born again child of God ought to know that God sent Jesus here. I may not look like him. But that boy, he's in me. And John said, you ought to know that. But he in me. God Almighty. The devil may be at me. They be around me. But he can't get in me because I'm all in occupied. And the God that I serve, guess what, y'all? He is no match with him. When the devil want to jump in there, he can't go. He sees somebody in there. He got to bag up because he no match with Jesus. John said, y'all know this. Lord, we know you don't make the Lord. This is holy name. And my brothers and sisters, we know that we've been born again. Those who've been born again now. Everybody hasn't been born again yet. Now, since we know all this stuff, main thing, we know Jesus is in us. Keep us from idols, image, and false gods. It can be anything that people have substitute for the true living God. That we call, that we did, he said idols, because they can be anything. Anything you put before God, a Christian is an idol to you.
You're right.
God Almighty. Because of a little something, the devil will have you worshiping and depending upon something that you see. And you'll miss God. Uh-huh. Now watch this now. Watch this. And things like a good luck piece. That's an image.
You're right.
A good luck. Somebody got something in your pocket. A rabbit foot.
Yeah.
You ever go pray for that rabbit foot? They said good luck. Got his trust in a rabbit foot. It didn't do the rabbit no good. How he gonna protect you? And that's what we got to understand. Anything that to get out of the mind of Jesus, he'll do it. Anything, bad luck and good luck, anything we put out of mind that protecting us. It can't protect you.
Yes,
you got to watch image. You got to watch idols. You got to know for yourself. That you know the Lord for yourself. Don't let nobody take your Jesus from you. I don't care how the devil come at you. I don't care what he show you. You know you got Jesus. You ought to know you got Jesus. Oh, boy. Know you got him. John said, you ought to know this. That's what he said, Pauline. You ought to know this. You ought to know you've been born again. You ought to know you've been washed in the blood of the Lamb. You ought to know that. You ought to know when you die, you go to heaven. You ought to know that. Don't worry about that. Jesus in you, he'll let you know who's
there.
We depend on everything but God. Good luck and bad luck.
Yes,
idols, John said. But you ought to know for yourself. That's his holy name. The devil will make you think he's working for you. He will. He's got power. I said, the devil got power. He got some power, but God got all of it. See, God started stripping up power one day, Jesse. He started stripping the power. Stripping the power everywhere. And God did a handshake. And then said, I got all of it.
All right.
In my hand.
Yes, sir.
Ain't no more nowhere. I got all power in my hand. And the devil have you thinking that lucky piece of whatever you got is working for you. He make it work sometime for you.
Yeah.
You keep it at his feet. Because he got power, but God got all of it in his hand.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Glory to God.
Bless his holy name. So John said, you ought to know this for your own self. And my brothers and sisters, when we know that we are saved, please don't let the devil lead you away from the word of God. The devil knows that his God's word is truth. He knows that. When you stand up on this ladder here, the devil can't do nothing with you. I dare you to stand up on that. The devil got to recognize the word of God. I say he got to recognize it.
All right.
If he can get around this, he'll take over.
Yeah.
He can't get around nothing God done said.
No, no.
And that's where our faith got to kick in at.
Yeah.
You got to have faith in this Bible.
over here.
Yeah.
God said, I will do it if you have some faith enough to trust my word. I will watch over you if you take care of the word. Have faith in the word.
Yeah.
I'll keep you. That's what children of God need to know this. They need to know that I got my trust in the word of God. That means, Jehovah, you got all them knows. I know. We know. We know. We know. And the devil can't do nothing with we know. But God got all power. God ain't. We're not trying to get no power. We already got it. And the devil know it. And when you don't know no better, he'll use you. Just can't use you up.
All right.
Bless his holy name. You're the awesome God. And John trying to encourage the saints. Keep your head up. Don't hold your head down. Because the devil knows God's word is true. And my brothers and sisters, most real Christians take the devil lightly. God Almighty. The way this read, the devil is nothing to play with.
Amen.
I say he's nothing to play with. We can laugh at him, make fun of him, but he's nothing to play with. He real.
Yes,
if that were real Jesus, that were real devil.
Yes,
oh, God telling no lie, but God can't lie.
All right,
Pastor.
There's a real devil.
Yes.
And he leads you astray. He deceives folks. Born and coming. He'll make you think this and think that, but it's not really that.
Yes.
That means you got to trust the Bible. The devil never wants you to read the Bible.
Yeah.
He might just want you to read it. Just feel that read it. But take time and read it in the spirit of God. God will show you some nuggets. God will show you some stuff you never saw in your life. Sometimes it's simple. We call simple Christian. Scripture. And boy, you just read. Sometimes you knock you off your feet. When you mean business, God will show you the meaning of the stuff. You got to take time and read it. Because this book does not lie. I don't care how they talk about it. I don't care what they say. This book is truth. The devil knows. He don't want you to put your trust in God's word. God cannot lie. The devil have you doing everything but right if you don't watch yourself. You think you be doing right. The devil is the deceiver. Not a deceiver. He is the deceiver. He's a devil. He's not playing. But he knew his time not long. That's his holy name. And my brothers and sisters, did God create man to help him fight the devil? Hey, did God create man to help him fight the devil? A billion times, no. Please know. Watch this now. First of all, God didn't create no devil. He made himself the devil. God created an angel, but a holy, righteous angel. He made himself a devil. He made himself a devil, and he's a seed of sin. He is the sin, the seed of sin. He is the sin of sin, the seed of sin. He is the creator of sin. He brought sin in the world. He
introduced man to sin. God Almighty. First of all, God didn't create again a devil. We feel like God created a devil. He didn't create no devil. What God looked like creating a devil? Huh? No. He created a holy angel. When he created a holy angel, all of them holy. We don't find out where this angel come from. How he got started. That'd be the best thing. Satan, watch this now. Satan, everybody says Satan. Now that's not exalting him over God. I just told you to say it. Hold on. He no match with God. I said no match. He's not long enough to fight God. Satan was the guardian or protector of the throne of God. He was perfect in all of his ways from the day that God created him until iniquity was found in him, until sin came in him himself. Sin came in him because he wanted to take over the throne of God. God trusted him and put him somewhere, but God already knew this. Oh boy. God knows what he does. God knows his work from the beginning to the end. He created an angel, all the billions of angels, and then made him top angel. Top angel. Big shot angel. Over the throne line there. Giving orders, God Almighty. But he got to looking at himself. He was looking so pretty, he said, ooh, look at me. He was so pretty until he said, I believe I can take over the throne of God. God Almighty. Uh-oh, I'm going to get myself in trouble now. Like some folks, you know, I know you look good, but you ain't too pretty. Now. I know you're handsome, but you're not too handsome, bro. But don't get yourself lifted up in pride. God ain't looking at how handsome you are or how foxy you are. He's looking for somebody he can use in his kingdom. Get your patience, but you can be one of the ugliest boys in the world. If God wants you over there, he'll put you over there. Right. One of the poorest men in the world. If he wants you there, he'll put you there. Yeah. I made you like I want to make you.
Right.
If you got a long head, I'll bring you a long head.
Right.
Somebody call you, got a long head, scoundrel. God made him talk to him about it.
Right.
I made you just like I want to make you. I made you short, be short. You can't get yourself tall, can you? I made you tall. You can't do nothing about it. I made you like I want to make you. I created you. Then folks say, you so short, but tell God he made me too short then.
All right.
I ain't joking with you. God can't make no mistake. God Almighty. So you got to know God when you get to know God. You just got to get to know him. You put your trust in him. God Almighty. He's able to take care of you. I said he's able. He was perfect. He was perfect. God made him perfect angel. In him was the fullness of wisdom. He was one of God's top angels. And perfection and beauty. He served the Lord in righteousness for a time. Watch this now. Watch this. But it was his beauty that caused the pride of his downfall. Beauty. Can I stop here a minute? Yeah, right. I've got to the night service now. Was his beauty got him in trouble.
Amen.
See, sometimes your good looking will get you in your trouble.
All right.
Yeah. Sometimes you think you're so pretty.
I knew you're pretty, but you think you're so pretty.
Yes, sir.
You think you're so handsome. And I know you're handsome, but think you're too handsome. The devil will get you lifted up and make you think you're better than everybody else. Make you feel like you can get in corners where nobody else can't get in. See, the devil will mess you up. He love to fool folks. He love to mess folks up. Anytime the devil punch you to go somewhere, it's there to kill you. I say, anytime he punch you to go somewhere, get there, it'll kill you when you get there. The devil come to steal, kill, and destroy. He love nobody. I say, he love nobody. Hold on. Who y'all think run this world now? The devil run it. The devil run this world. Lord Almighty. But God in control. He can't go no further than God allowed him to go. He got boundary line for him to go. He know where to go. He know when to stop. But God in total control. But the devil run it. He running through politicians in here. He running through church folks. I ain't joking, buddy. But God in what? Control. God Almighty. In his beauty, he got lifted up in pride. Paul, look at Isaiah 14, 22. No, 12 through 14. Isaiah 14, 12 through 14. Watch this.
How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer,
God Almighty,
son of the morning?
Yeah.
How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations?
See, his original holy name was Lucifer. See, he done fall, but he done fell. See, then Isaiah said, how art thou fallen from heaven? In other words, God had him a top position up there. Oh, Lucifer, the son of the morning, God of mine. Now God finna what? Cut him down. Because he got lifted up in pride. He was so good looking. All that stuff he had, diamonds and all this jewelry, just looking so pretty. He got beside himself. He said, I believe I look better than God. Let's see what happened. We don't fall.
For thou hast said in thine heart,
listen,
I will ascend into heaven.
Oh.
I will exalt my throne above the stars of God.
Mm.
I will sit also upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north.
For thou hast said in thy what? Heart, I will ascend into heaven, I will exalt my M-Y, what? My ownership, my throne above the stars of God, above the other angels. I'm going to exalt myself where I want to go. Because of what God said, I look just like good as he do. I want to be by his side and take over heaven. You talking too much. See, he got too far. Sometimes you can't trust some folk with some things. They won't take over. Do y'all know some folks like that? They'll take over. Take one inch, they'll take six. Give one, they'll take over. They want the whole thing. They want the whole pie. They don't want to share it, but God made him one of the top angels in heaven. I mean, he was so pretty to himself, boy. He got lifted up his time. He looked over and saw God. He said, woo, look at me. I look about good as God. Lord of mercy. Watch this now. God created everything. There wasn't nothing that God didn't know what going to happen. He already knew what going to happen. God, this is the plan of God. We don't fall.
I will ascend above the heights of the clouds.
Yeah.
I will be like the Most High.
Y'all see? The Most High is God.
Yes, sir.
I'm ascend above the height of the cloud. I'm going above the clouds. Y'all see the clouds out there? See, I'm going to go above the cloud. And I will be like the what? Most High. I will be like God. God doesn't have no partners.
All right.
God not the president and the devil, vice president.
All right.
God is God by himself. God Almighty. He wants to be like the Most High. I want to be like God. I want to take over the throne of God. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Paul, now how about, look at Ezekiel. Ezekiel for me now. Look at Ezekiel 28:14-17. The pride of the downfall of the devil. Listen at it.
Thou art the anointed cherub that covereth, and I have set thee so. Thou wast upon the holy mountain of God. Thou hast walked up and down in the midst of the stones of fire.
God Almighty. But God put him in a top position.
Yeah.
God said, what I've done. I put you where you are, buddy. See, but you don't got to lift up and cry. I put you in a top position. Sometimes folks just can't stay in a top position. Sometimes folks get the big head in a top position. Sometimes the pastor got to be careful to put folks in top position. They'll take over the whole church if you don't watch yourself. If you allow it to happen to you, the devil get in folks. When you try to step over your boss, man, the devil don't got in you. It's not God you have left, the devil got in you, and the devil leads you trying to take over the president's job. You can't listen at what everything coming in your mind says, right? Well, I thought about it. The devil gave it to you. I know you thought about it. You got to see what the Bible says about it. That's the attitude of the devil. I said, that's his attitude. His attitude to take over the whole thing. When you got the position, you run the position. Somebody always want it. Somebody always want to take over. But you stand still and just do them right, treat them right, God will fight your battle for you.
Amen.
When you're in a position, God put you there. Well, stay right there. We're going to talk about them, talk all they want to talk. You just stand still and tell God, bless them. I dare you to do it. I dare you. I dare God beg you to do it. I dare you to say, bless him. Don't be scared to tell God to bless your enemy. I taught y'all that. You don't want to know how to be blessed.
Yes, sir.
I dare you to tell. Get on your knees. Don't be playing with God now. Get on your knees and say, Jimmy, face down me, Lord. And I will never do nothing to him but bless him. I dare you to say it. Don't be scared to say it. Say it. God may save him.
Amen.
Don't never be afraid to pray for your enemy. Never, never, never. Help your enemy. All you get, help him. Now watch this. Oh boy. I got the 3 o'clock. Hey, yeah, okay, watch this. Watch the Lord. I never forgot. I told y'all this. I just got to tell you again.
Yes, sir.
Take your time. I watched. Well, I've been a Christian for a good while, and when I went, I'm telling you again about this. It just come to my mind.
Yes, sir.
When we were waiting job out in Louisiana company, and we had a pretty good job, and Logan, he was there, and you know about it, so I had a pretty good job, you know, wearing my khakis like this, too many black fellas were wearing khakis. I'm not lying. I'm telling my life. You know, just get up this little turn of wheel, turn a whistle blower every 30 minutes, and sit back down, read what I want to do. You know, and they didn't want me around in the first place, you know. I was afraid went around there. Ain't been job. You know, some of y'all, my job, I qualify for the job. Well, me and this buddy, this white fellow, you know,
you know, our white brother. He won't sit with us. We have a big old building, bigger than this building. But we'll just get up and we'll play with the city and we'll keep warm. And if it's cold, just relax, read, do what you want to do. A whistle blow every 20 minutes. You go to turn off me up. Hold about a minute, turn it back over. Back, and then you go back and sit down, you know. Read all you want, do what you want to do. Walk if you want to walk. Well, watch this. He wouldn't come in that shack with me. That little building in the big building. He won't, what about three or four folks can get in there? He won't come in there. He won't come in there and save his life. He punch in early, think I'm not going to go in there. He go in and sit in there, put his one book. But you didn't let me off my job, bro. I go right there and do the same thing. He walks out. He walks out. He stopped doing that because, see, I wasn't going to stop. You know, we're not. Watch him. Watch God. Watch God. Yeah. I didn't hate him. God knows I didn't hate him. Right. But I just went over and take my privilege and my job. No. I'm going to sit out there and cough you in here. What's up, bro? You know. So. But watch God. God let him got sick one midnight. Don't tell you a lie. Saved my life. God let him got sick.
Yes,
he about to fall. About to fall on the floor. I said, David, what wrong? What wrong, my brother? I said, what wrong? He said, you throw out and something catching my chest. I can't get up. I helped him up and brought him in his shack. I said, sit down. Here I do your work. Just chip it over.
Right.
God knows I told him.
Right.
Sit right here. I do your work.
Right.
Here's somebody can't stand me.
Right.
I'm not boasting now. Can't stand me. Watch this. Watch God. You got to watch God.
Yeah.
When the shift was over.
Yeah.
Come the next day, he was sitting in there. And I went, as I used, sit there too. He didn't move.
All right.
When you do good to folk, God fight your battle, fight you. You got to show folk you don't hate them. I'm just going to do what I'm supposed to do. I could have told him, I hope you die, bro. But I didn't tell him that.
That's right.
I'll do your work. God will fight your battle for you if you do what he said.
Yes, sir.
God in control of this world, buddy. I said, he got everything under his control. Regardless of what the devil may do, the devil wants you to hate folk. Don't hate them. Love them. I dare you to love them. I said, I dare you to love them. I dare you to treat them right. If you don't love them, treat them right anyway. And see, don't go and fight your battle. Oh. He wanted to take over the throne of God. God put him over things. And he wanted to be the big dog over everything. Bless his holy name. You think with that, Paul?
No, sir.
Read on, Paul.
Thou was perfect.
Listen to that now.
In thy ways from the day that thou was created till iniquity was found in thee.
He's talking about the devil. He's still talking about the devil now. You know, he was a holy angel. He was perfect in thy ways from the day that he was what? Created. Until iniquity was what? Found in him. Iniquity is talking about sin.
Yes, sir.
See, when that malady come into him by taking over the throne of God, it was sin.
Yes, mm-hmm.
It was sin to try to take over the throne of God.
Yes.
God knows everything.
Yes.
God knows his work from the beginning to the ending.
Yes.
God Almighty. God not stressing his head wondering what's going to happen next week. He already got next week in his hand.
Right.
He already got the whole world in his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
God Almighty. He's a devil, though. He got lifted up in pride. Want to take over because he's looking good. Don't let your look mess you up. I know you're a fox, but don't let it mess you up. Yeah. Not when I call that fellow name. You folks see you, so I call me a name now. But Paul, read up, Paul.
By the multitude of thy merchandise, they have filled the midst of thee with violence. And thou hast sinned. Therefore I will cast thee as profane out of the mountain of God, and I will destroy thee, O covering cherub,
God Almighty,
from the midst of the stones of fire.
God Almighty, I'm going to destroy you.
All right.
I'm going to destroy you. Now, that's what he doing now. The devil mad right now.
Yes,
see, God then immediately got rid of him. His time is already at the end of the Bible.
All right.
Read your Bible. You'll see what's going to happen to him. See, God got a long-range plan here.
All right.
And he already said what he's going to do. He's going to be destroyed after a while.
All right.
He's going to the lake of fire after a while.
All right.
It don't look like it's going to be long the way things are going in this world today. The way Brian talking about, the way the Bible talks, it won't be long before Jesus come back anyway. The devil on the loose right now. He having his plan going on right now. But God got some saints going to stand up for him. Regardless of what the world may do, God got some church folks going to stand up for him. God Almighty. He got lifted up in pride. Got one more voice in you, Paul.
Yes, sir. Read that. Thine heart was lifted up because of thy beauty.
See that?
Thou hast corrupted thy wisdom by reason of thy brightness. I will cast thee to the ground. I will lay thee before kings that they may behold thee.
Ain't that something? Don't cut him down to the ground. The brightness. See, that you're with the Antichrist right there also, see. And I'm going to bring you before kings.
All right,
God Almighty. This the devil. See, the devil going to get into a man. You know what I'm talking about? He's going to be the devil into a man. So all that stuff going to go on. All that stuff. I want to read some right quick. I got a few more minutes. Paul, get Revelation right there, 12 for me. 12, 7 through 12. I want to see what I want y'all to see what's going to happen to the devil. Some of y'all need to know. Come on, you need to know that.
And there was war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon.
Yeah.
And the dragon fought and his angels and prevailed not.
Yeah.
Neither was their place found anymore in heaven.
See, God done throw them out of heaven, see? Up there where he is. Y'all get my point now? God done throw them out of heaven now. Read on, Paul.
And the great dragon was cast out.
Talking about the devil.
That old serpent called the devil
and Satan,
which deceived the whole world.
Yeah.
He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
Y'all see that? Y'all see how it happened to get here? He was cast out.
Yeah.
He got a name. He got all kind of names. Serpent. He got all devils. He got all kind of names. If you check the Bible out, you can find different kind of names about 175 times about the devil. He working from Genesis to Revelation. He always doing something, always deceiving the whole world. He call him a snake.
Yes,
snake is slick.
Yes,
he ain't about to be no fool, see? But he's sinful. God Almighty. Lord now. And his angel was what? He always got partners. He got somebody always there with him, okay and with him. They were cast out of heaven. See, he had a big time deal, shot a big time job in him. God Almighty. He got the throne of God. God kicked him out of heaven. Read on, Paul.
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength. And the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
That's nobody but the devil. Y'all see my point now? He accused the brethren day and night. Doing something they ain't got to be in there. Got them being doing or lying on doing anything. Any way that he can get them off Jesus Christ's name, he going to do it. Right now, that thing's still going on right now.
Yeah.
If you get up there on your job and say, Jesus, you get everybody's attention. That's number one. And some people call you crazy. You can get up and say, no, I've been called that main name. These fellas are crazy now. I put it like this. You get on his job and call one of them big time football players, basketball player. Everybody, hooray, hooray. But when we come out, Jesus, oh, there she go.
Right.
It's something about the name. They don't want to hear the name. It's the devil, isn't it? Folks don't want to hear the name. He know that name what got him where he at. He'll never go back to be with God no more. God gonna kick him out of heaven, all right out of him. And God gonna get rid of him after a while. We on that quick part, yes,
and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
Yeah.
And they loved not their lives until the death.
Some folk got killed for standing up for Jesus Christ because of the devil didn't like it. See, watch this now. Overcame the blood of the Lamb. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. The blood of the Lamb. They overcome him. Come on, come on, brother. Overcoming by the blood of the Lamb.
Yes,
now, you the blood of the Lamb.
Lord.
Okay. You sit down, Kev. Okay, you come. Come here. Come here, brother. Over the Lamb, see? They overcome him by the blood of the Lamb. Now, we right here doing what we want to do. You know, and old devil had us going and coming. We can't overcome, we can't do nothing for the old devil. But we need some help, don't we, y'all?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But they're overcoming by what? The blood. Now, come on through here, blood. I'm overcoming. See, then back up. We pray now, see. We overcome. Now, I will follow him now, see. Long as I stay with him, I ain't worried about the devil. Jesus Christ, the Word of God. That's the only thing that gets you over, the Word of God. The Word of God. Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God. The devil got to recognize the Word of God. He got to recognize it. Y'all check your Bible with you when you're scared sometimes. Y'all make no fool out of God now. You've got trust in it now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Yeah. The devil can't stand the Word of God.
Yeah.
He got to bow to the Word of God.
Yes, sir.
They overcame.
Okay.
The testimony.
Yes, sir.
Testimony of God.
Amen.
Just talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
You want to stand out of the crowd, talk about Jesus.
Yeah.
I promise you. They go there, they're around there talking, about 50 folks right there talking, yeah. You know, yeah. How dare you go to the middle of the crowd? Jesus! Jesus! Some about that name. What about the name, Reverend Walker? God have exalted this one above every name. Above every name, and at the name, every knee got to bow to this one name. I said, every knee got to bow. Big shots got to bow, little shot got to bow, whip got to bow, everybody got to bow to this name. They may not bow now, bow later, but they got to bow. God, the devil got to bow. Come on, boy. Bless his holy name.
Glory.
Read on, Paul.
Therefore, rejoice, ye heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea. For the devil is come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth that he have but a short time.
He's dealing with our time right now. See, a short time with the devil, that's be a thousand or more thousand years ago. You got more money? That's a short time for the devil, see. But we see now that time is at hand right now. Why are we walking? Because he got it right here in the Bible. God told you how everything got started and told you what going to be going on all the way through the Bible, and then told you at the end, I'm going to get rid of the devil. And everybody follow him.
Yes, sir.
You can see it just the plain as day if you read your Bible. Don't y'all see time is winding up on us? I don't told y'all America is sinking. She don't even see herself sinking.
Right.
It's plain as day if you study the Bible.
Right.
You'll see the devil getting himself ready. And you see God getting ready to come back.
Right.
He already told you what's going to happen in these last days, and we are in these last days.
Amen.
Yeah. You can ignore it all you want to ignore it. I promise you it's here. Right now, it's here right now. God Almighty. And the devil trying to get every soul he can to go to hell with him, because he knows where he's going. And see, the devil already knows where he's going, but so many folks out of him. He used all kind of stuff to use you to go. I told y'all the devil got power. He got some power, but God got all of it. He'll make things happen for you sometimes. Well, you call him the law. He's not the law, because it wasn't nothing holy. It was unholy. And you still call it law because it happened.
Yeah. Hmm. Catalog number 16:23.
You will make your heart, you know, he well, I said that, gone. Where you at, Paul? Come here. Paul, read Ephesians, here we go. Ephesians 6:10-17. Yeah.
Finally,
my brother. Listen at this now, let me go.
Be strong in the Lord.
Be strong in the Lord.
And in the power of his might.
Yeah.
Put on the whole armor of God.
Armor of God.
That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil.
To stand against who? The wiles of the devil. He might be no fool. He got sense. Yeah. He's scheming. He's tricky. Yeah. Read on, Paul.
For we wrestle not against flesh and blood.
Listen now.
But against principalities, against powers.
Yeah.
Against the rulers of the darkness of this world.
Yeah.
Against spiritual wickedness in high places.
That's the devil. He's dealing with the devil. He's dealing with the devil. We're not wrestling against flesh and blood. Flesh and blood. Come on. Something. Flesh and blood. Just flesh and blood, you see. We're not wrestling like that. I can throw it now right now. We're not wrestling with flesh and blood. See, but the spirit. There's a spirit out there. That's what we're wrestling with, boy. Ain't that right, y'all? We're wrestling with spirits. Come on, you know, some at me, you what at you? Spirits. We're wrestling with the devil spirits. We don't wrestle with, he got the world in a mess. And we looking at this man, this boy, shot this man, killed this man, done this dog. Who you think made him do it? The devil did. You need the law. Don't shoot up everybody, stealing, doing everything. Why you think all this mess come from the devil?
My Lord.
We try to put on somebody. You know, you just need to get educated. That ain't gonna stop the devil. The devil is educated. They got a lot of sense, but they still weak. They ain't got no power with the devil. Baby, we wonder what happened.
Well, he's on his mind.
Yeah, I know he got the mind.
Yeah, yeah.
He's sick. I know it is.
Yeah.
We need to take some treatment. I know he needs to take some. He needs some Jesus treatment. That's what he needs. That's the only thing to fight the devil. That's the only thing to fight the devil is Jesus Christ, the Spirit of God. The devil is a spirit. God is a spirit. You is a spirit. Your soul is spirit. If you ain't got no power, he'll make you do some of the crazy things you've done in your life.
Amen.
You claim, I can't help myself. I know you can't. You need to go see Jesus.
Yes,
Jesus the only one to give us power to step over the devil. Or step on his head.
Amen.
Glory. Oh, boy.
Amen.
Yes, it does.
Therefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. That you may be able to withstand in the evil day.
I ain't joking with you, boy.
And having done all to stand.
Now, this is the evil day we're in right now. I promise you. We are in the evil time right now. It's going to get more evil now. I promise you it ain't going to get no better. Now, watch. It won't get no better. What you see now is going to get worse.
Right.
Keep on living a little while longer. Now, you'll see. It's about to get better.
Yeah.
If it get any better, God done told a lie. He can't lie. We're not reading the Bible.
Amen.
All
right. Read, Paul. Stand, therefore.
Stand.
Having your loins girt about with truth,
yeah.
And having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Yeah.
Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked.
All of them.
And take the helmet of salvation.
Hallelujah.
And the sword of the Spirit,
yeah.
Which is the word of God.
All that come down to one thing. Is what? The word of God. The devil can't do nothing with what? The word of God. He can't touch the word of God. Bring the word of God on the devil.
Mm.
The devil hate for us to talk about him.
Amen.
When it comes down to showing him up.
Yes. Yes,
right.
You got to have God on your side.
Yes.
We no match with the devil. No kind of way. The only match we got is this right here.
Amen.
The word of God. All that come out, all that reading come out to one thing, which is what? The word of God. This can't lie. I dare you to put your trust in it. I say, I dare you to put your trust in it. I'm talking about trust it. I ain't talking about playing trust. I'm talking about trust it. Oh, my. See, God doesn't need nothing. But we need something. We need him. He's the only one. He's the only one to carry us through times like these. And United States, American, you Bethlehem, keep living a little while longer. You're going to see this going to come to a close. You don't believe it. I'm going to go to church. Something bony. Don't even believe it about. And you can't see what's happening in this world. Shame on you.
Right, Pastor.
It ain't going to never pick up. It's going to sink more and more till you get down to the end. Now watch. I don't care who they put in the White House. Black House, the brown house, the yellow house. I don't care who they put it in.
Right.
See, God in control of everything. The White House, the Black House, the Green House, all the other houses.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
This God plan. This is not man plan. This God plan.
Yes,
yeah, some folks want to put make president. And I got things back here. I said, but we don't want God got under control.
Right.
All
right.
And these folks running for president, ain't never heard. I'm an old man. Ain't never heard no Jim. This the worst kind of a campaign I ever saw in my life.
Yeah.
I ain't never saw no. This the worst mess I ever saw in my life.
You're right.
And y'all think you'll get any better? No. I ain't never saw nothing like this. They shooting dust along one another.
Yeah, that is.
Putting one another in the dust. What do you call that thing? How do you call that, Chris? They're playing the dust on something. All under their clothes and everywhere else. That's one of the most sad things in the world. Talk about being president. Talk about being president over the United States. President. President. I ain't calling about a name now. President. It's sad time now.
Right.
Cause time is winding up on us.
Right.
So kind of came back in slavery.
All right.
Sad time. Ain't no life worth nothing now. Last time. Last day. Church folk have got afraid and ashamed. Last days. I promise you we are in them.
You're right.
You got to read your Bible, not what you see out yonder.
Right.
But when you see out yonder, then match what you see in here. It's at hand, y'all.
Trust God.
The devil on the loose.
Amen.
God doesn't need nothing. We the one needs something.
Amen.
He need nobody. He's God by himself.
Yes, sir.
All right. I wish I had another hour, but y'all walk out on me, boy. May God bless you. May God keep you. Let us all stand, please. And somebody may want to give their life to Christ as your personal Savior. We always, when we those at the church, you can need the Lord. You may not want him now, but God knows one day you're going to need him. And I'm going to finish what I thought on today and show you where you're going to need him. Show us need him. You got time to get it now while you're alive. If you die without Christ,
all right,
it's too late then.
Yes.
Don't be ashamed to give your life to Christ if you're not saved. And Jesus had it so simple. Nobody have an excuse. Whosoever will let him come. If a man confess the Lord Jesus with his mouth and believe in his heart that God raised Jesus from the dead, he said, thou shalt be saved. Will it be wrong?
want to give your life to Christ as your personal Savior. And when we come by Christian experience, or by letter, you may come. Will there be one? Will there be one? If you're not saved, don't be ashamed. Please don't. Don't be ashamed. You have to be a member of this church. We'll baptize you and send you where you want to go. Jesus wants you saved, and I know every real Christian wants you saved. Give your life to Christ. Now you have a chance now. You take it lightly. Keep turning down something. You have to look and look and good. Got something. That all what you know. But you still got to die. And you're going somewhere to stay now. You're going somewhere to stay now. It can't be two places, hell or heaven. You'll be there forever. Wherever you go, may God come and pay the price to keep us from going to hell. Don't take it lightly. Please don't take it lightly. It's your salvation. God come and give us salvation. You miss hell. He come and keep us out of hell. I don't care what folks saying, what kind of book.
Thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you, Lord, for what you did on the cross. You shed your precious blood that we might have the right to the tree of life. You didn't have to do it, oh God, and we thank you for doing it anyway. You've proven your love to us, so how could we not love you back? Lord, we thank you right now for this opportunity to do a part of remembering what you've done for us. For we should never forget what you've done for us. For we have life through your blood. Now, Lord, we ask that every heart and every soul would compose itself and would search their hearts to make sure, Lord, that they are taking not this supper unworthily to be a curse unto themselves. Bless every heart, bless every mind, bless every soul. It's in the name of Jesus we do pray. Amen.
Our scripture reading is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter. We begin reading at the 23rd verse. And it reads as follows. For I have received of the Lord that which also I deliver unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup. And when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament of my blood. This do ye, as oft as ye drink it, in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Wherefore, whosoever shall eat this bread and drink this cup of the Lord unworthily,